Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken recently honored six remarkable civil society leaders who stand courageously at the front lines in the fight against racism. The first recipient of this year's Global Anti-Racism Champions Award is Elvis Shukjiri, a champion for North Macedonia's Roma community, explained Secretary Blinken.
Elvis and his group of colleagues started Romalitico to end Roma statelessness. They've since registered hundreds of undocumented Roma, giving them access to government services, to education, to employment opportunities.
Tomasa Yahuri Hakome got her start in activism and politics as a unit organizer in Bolivia. She went on to become the first indigenous woman to head a Bolivian ministry and the first indigenous woman candidate for vice president of Bolivia. When John Leerdam went to study theater in the Netherlands, the dean told him that no Dutch theater company would hire him because he was black. Experiences like this inspired John to raise awareness about Dutch colonial history and slavery. He has directed over 70 productions on stage and screen. As an executive director of Save Ghana, Dinti Sultayiru promotes the inclusion of the Fulbe people, a marginalized ethnic group in Ghana, said Secretary Blinken.
Because of this remarkable work, many Fulbe now have access to basic services like clean water. They've been able to register to vote for the very first time. With greater representation, they can more effectively advocate for greater access to public services.
Urmila Chaudhary has been advancing human rights and economic justice for indigenous women in Nepal for nearly two decades, said Secretary Blinken.
Urmila was sold into domestic servitude at the age of six, before being rescued at 17. Only then was she able to learn to read and write. Urmila started a nonprofit organization that locates, frees, and empowers women and girls in situations like hers.
The final honoree is Tanya Duarte, a psychologist and professor. She launched the Afro Descendants Project to enable individuals of Afro descent to promote their human rights, recognition, and equality in Mexico and all around the world. The courage of these honorees is the most powerful antidote to hate, to despair, to hateful acts, to hardened hearts, said Secretary Blinken. And it's also why we have to continue the work of promoting human rights for all.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.